Chapter 39, Paul's Trial at Caesarea. This chapter is based on RSV. 5 days after Paul's arrival at Caesarea, his accusers came from Jerusalem, accompanied by Tertullus, their counsel. Paul was brought before the assembly, and Tertullus began to accuse him. The wily orator began his speech by flattering Felix, "Since through you we enjoy much peace, and since by your provision, most excellent Felix, reforms are introduced on behalf of this nation, in every way and everywhere we accept this with all gratitude." Tertullus here descended to barefaced falsehood, for the character of Felix was contemptible. Those who heard Tertullus knew his words were untrue. Tertullus charged Paul with high treason against the government, "We have found this man a pestilent fellow, an agitator among the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. He even tried to profane the temple." All the charges were vehemently supported by the Jews present, who made no effort to conceal their hatred of the prisoner. Felix had sufficient penetration to know from what motive Paul's accusers had flattered him. He saw also that they had failed to substantiate their charges. Turning to Paul, he beckoned to him to answer for himself. Paul wasted no words in compliments. Referring to the charges brought against him, he plainly showed that not one of them was true. He had caused no disturbance in any part of Jerusalem, nor had he profaned the sanctuary. While confessing that he worshipped God according to the way, he asserted that he had always believed everything laid down by the law or written in the prophets, and he held the faith of the resurrection of the dead. The ruling purpose of his life was to always take pains to have a clear conscience toward God and toward men. In a straightforward manner, he stated the object of his visit to Jerusalem and the circumstances of his arrest and trial, "I came to bring to my nation alms and offerings. As I was doing this, they found me purified in the temple, without any crowd or tumult." The apostle's words carried with them a weight of conviction. Claudius Lysias in his letter to Felix had borne a similar testimony in regard to Paul's conduct. Paul's plain statement of the facts enabled Felix to understand the motives by which the Jews were governed in attempting to convict the apostle of sedition and treason. The governor would not gratify them by unjustly condemning a Roman citizen, neither would he give him up to them. Yet Felix knew no higher motive than self-interest. Fear of offending the Jews held him back from doing full justice to a man whom he knew to be innocent. He therefore decided to suspend the trial until Lysias should be present. The apostle remained a prisoner, but Felix commanded that he should have some liberty, and that none of his friends should be prevented from attending to his needs.